There are many great coaches in the state of Washington, but there is only one dean of Washington State coaches. There is only one greatest Washington State coach in the state's history, and that is Sid Otten in his last year at Tumwater High School, and he joins us here, the winningest coach ever in state history. How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I always look forward to our chats each and every year. You're very, very gracious with your time, and you know, this year's going to be a little bit more special because unfortunately, this is going to be the last time we'll chat at least about a current football team. Maybe I'll have you on in the future about just talk in general about high school football. But why 2016? Why is this the last year for Sid Otten at Tumwater?
I think Sid Otten's running out of gas in the tank. you know, started very young. I was just telling somebody, I think it's almost 60 years every fall has been football. Either as a player, as a coach, you know, you don't see many high school coaches, head coaches that even go over 40 years, and this will be my 49th. And the other part is that, you know, I think I mentioned before, but my daughter Tana had hit me up about 6 years ago to stay and coach her son, my grandson Jaden, which I did, and my daughter-in-law was there, said, well, if you're going to do that, you got to stay for Cade. And so I told her I would, and that's part of it. But, you know, each year I just enjoyed it. The kids have been great, and the coaches just enjoy being around the coaches.
And a couple of those coaches have been around with you for a bulk of time. One in 1976 was his first year, the second in 1983. Tell me about those two gentlemen.
Well, Pat Alexander joined us, like you said, in 1976. He became our defensive coordinator. He brought a lot of creative things to our program. You know, we started a unity camp and things like that. And so tremendous influence, and surely our defense has led us to many victories and has been playing really good the last couple of weeks. Steve Chown is our defensive secondary coach and also handles all the stats and things like that, and has done a tremendous job with our secondary. And both those guys have been so instrumental in what's happened here.
Coach Sid Otten from Tumwater High School joining us. He got his 387th win of his illustrious career last Friday. He ranks 17th in the nation in wins and spanning four decades, five state championships, 26 state playoff appearances. And boy, I got to imagine, Coach, we were following that game on Twitter last Friday between you and Bellevue, and I got to imagine that's got to rank up there in some of the great regular season wins you've ever had, particularly how it ended and who caught the winning touchdown pass.
Well, you know, hats off to Bellevue. I mean, they hadn't played the first two games, and they didn't look like they missed a lick. You know, I mean, they were just coming out of the gates, you know, with all the things that they've been taught over the years and really tested us. And we, you know, we made a mistake and gave them a pick six, you know, that kind of gave them the lead there. But just, you know, we try and ingrain into our kids that we're never going to give up, you know, regardless of odds. And we had that thing happen later where our defense forced them to take a safety, and then they kicked it out, punted it out to us. And I can't remember how far we had to go, 60, 70 yards in a short amount of time. And, you know, we got it done with that Hail Mary, or we call it Flutie play, at the end of the game. And, you know, it doesn't hurt to have a quarterback that's real athletic and can get away from people and put a great touch on it, and the protection we had, and then having a, you know, Cade that's 6'5", 6'6", that could jump up, you know, latch onto it. And so, yeah, it was a classic win.
You guys had a lot of classic wins last year as well, went all the way to the state championship game before losing to Prosser. How loaded is this team coming back? I mean, you're ranked in the top three in all the polls in state, but that's usual, right? Whether your team is loaded or not, you're always going to be ranked up there in the top three, it seems. You know, what's the chances for this year's team to not only repeat and go to the state title game, but potentially get a win in your final game as head coach?
Well, you know, certainly, you know, every team sets their ultimate goal, and we have too, but you try and break it down into phases and to each step, and that's going to be, you know, our key. I mean, we just had an emotional win this last week, like you talked about. Now we've got Union, a 4A, great program coming up, and, you know, so we scheduled those two really good programs so we can get into some of these games that go into the fourth quarter. That would prepare us for later on, and you can't take anyone in our league lightly. So our approach is, you know, the game in front of us, we're going to prepare We're going to respect them, and we're going to do everything we can to get better.
Other than your grandson, Cade, who is a fantastic tight end, headed to the University of Washington, and, of course, he caught that game-winning pass last week against Bellevue. Tell me about some of the other players that really make you go on offense and defense.
Yeah, Noah Andrews is a very, very athletic kid with good speed, and so he's kind of, you know, he's always been a free safety since a sophomore. He's a tremendous punter. He can kick. He kicked like 30-some into the end zone last year. So in all three phases, he can be a really big factor. And, you know, we moved him. We used him differently last year. Maybe he's a wildcat and used him as a running back. But this year, we committed to making him our quarterback. And for us, it kind of gives that wing tee where you can have four backs that they got to respect. And so, you know, he's a very athletic, you know, like I said, and has gotten out the real strong start for us. We have a junior that's at at fullback right now, Holberg, Jacob Holberg, that's got off to a really strong start. Offensive line, Jamie Weeks always does a marvelous job with him. We returned our two guards, Jason Hari and Adam, came back, and both of them have been doing well. And the other guys that are filling in and getting better, and just like any program, especially 2A, you know where your assets are and your liabilities, and a little thin in certain areas, and so that'll be one of the keys to stay healthy and build on that. And our defense is just, the front seven is real strong. We returned about seven kids on defense that come back this year, and Caleb Jeldick, and then we have Laz Williams, is just a big old tight end kid, very athletic, and Cy Hicks, and some of those kids are just doing a really strong job. And Adam Aiden Slater has really come on big too. So there's a whole bunch of them that are. You know, our goal is to, you know, get better every dang practice, every game, and that's what we're seeing.
Tumwater coach Sid Otten, final couple minutes with the legend from Tumwater High School. How has that community, the school, your team, how has it changed in the 40-plus years that you've been there, or has it been pretty stable down there and you're the same type of kid, same type of community as when you entered it back in the 70s?
Well, it's been pretty well documented. My first 3 years here, going the wrong direction. If there had been social media, I wouldn't have been around for that fourth year, you know. But fortunately, there wasn't. But, you know, the program was a younger, about 12, 14 years old, the high school, and had been struggling. And our 1977 team just really set us in the right direction. So the players themselves, just like anything else with all of the cell phones and all that kind of stuff nowadays, that's kind of ends up being a little distraction and that. But otherwise, I mean, they know football's a grind. You got to work, and that's, you know, we try and develop, be blue collar workers, and I think we had that back then, and some of our players, but we've got more players that know to compete. You got to be able to work hard.
Some coaches don't let their players tweet or go on Facebook. Are you like that, or do you let them send out tweets?
Well, I don't know if you can stop them, but I try and encourage them that, you know, whatever, you know, it's just like, you know, when you say something, you can't bring the words back, and when you text them, you can't bring them back either, you know, and we read, I mean, every day, I went and talked to them one time last week, I think I read four things in the sports page about guys in trouble, you know, whether it's assault or whatever it is, just anything that, you know, is wrong, and trying to make, you know, the right choice is important.
Finally, Coach, what are you most proud of? You've been there so long. You've won so many games, 387 and counting. You're going to be well over 340, close to 350 by the time, or excuse me, well over 390, close to 400 by the time it's all said and done. What are you most proud of?
I'm proud of, you know, that we've combined as a coaching staff, that I gave them ownership, that they ran with it, that they've been with it for so long, that the good players we've had, hopefully the big thing is that we didn't just help them on the football field, but we helped them, you know, handle things later in life, whether it's their marriage or job or whatever it might be, as far as the creed that we teach them. And I think that's our biggest, you know, thing that I'm probably the proudest of, it just seeing kids go out of the program, not all of them, you know, but seeing a lot of them become successful and good dads and good husbands and all that.
Coach, it's been a pleasure to talk to you each and every year, and I wish you the best of luck. And I know for unbiased fans out there, they're all rooting for Tumwater to win the 2A state championship this year, for you to go out on top. We appreciate it once again, Coach. Best of luck.
Thank you very much, Dick.
You bet. The best that's ever been in the state of Washington.